The Koi Gig Pod on OTB Sports.
I'm so sad. I'm so sad. It took me a minute. It actually took me a minute to realise what just happened.
Subscribe to the feed in the OTB Sports app now.
Dean Rock, you're enjoying your pint. I think Brian is slagging you back there saying you can see the greys.
Yeah, there's plenty of greys at this stage. I have to try and shave and cut it a bit tighter to look a bit younger, but yeah, Jesus, the pints are, first pint this year now. I haven't drank all year, so it was, one of them things. You just make a commitment to not go near the drink, and then, just...
Was that always the way, every year playing, or this year in particular?
When I was a bit younger now, I could go out after the games, so it wasn't a problem, but as you get a bit older and you've got the baby at home and stuff, it's totally different. But no, a lot of guys made that commitment this year. I know John Small in particular hasn't touched a drop all year, so... Just little things like that just kind of mentally steel yourself when it comes to the big days, and you can really let the hair down now and enjoy yourself over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, is it sinking in a little bit that you've done it, you've won, you know, to come back after 2 years? I'm sure it was a tough 2 years, and to come back and get over the line.
Yeah, too, like, it's mad. You nearly forget what it feels like. So I think that's why you've seen the celebrations after the game, how happy guys were. You obviously never get bored of winning All-Irelands, but during that run of six in a row, sometimes you can nearly take it for granted. But in particular, from watching All-Ireland final last year, and then obviously the defeats to Kerry and then Mayo in the semi-finals, you're kind of left wondering, geez, we ever get back there again? But as I said, lads made a massive sacrifice this year, trained really, really hard. You know, we got relegated as well, so there's lots of ups and downs for this team over the last 2 or 3 years. And I'm sure a lot of people probably wrote us off or didn't think we could get back to that level, but you know, we showed today, and the team has evolved as well. There's a lot of young guys there now who are coming through, and it's their team now. It's not the likes of me and James and Klucko's team anymore. It's all them young lads, and they've got a massive responsibility, and they have to get a taste of it now. So once you get a taste of this thing and winning, and they'll experience some great things over the next couple of weeks and months ahead, they won't want to lose it. So once they get the head down, come November, December this year, they should be all right. But until then, knock themselves out, enjoy it. That's what it's all about. It's just massive.
And we'll let the bus go by. Just for you and your...
It's a bit annoying.
I know. I think it is the Dublin bus. I'll just let it pass. Bit of a different year for you this year as well. You know, you're getting married in a few weeks' time. You have a baby on 1 year's old, so very different year.
Very different year. This time last year, she's one today, so this time last year I was in the rotunda. So it's a totally different place to Crow Park, and it was great for her first birthday and stuff like that. But it's a totally different year as well. Obviously, you're not playing from the starting position, you're coming into games, so it's challenging in that perspective. But you know, I've built my career and resilience and stuff like that, so you just kind of do whatever you can to help the team, and thankfully I've done that over the last couple of games, and it's a nice way to kind of kick the last score and in the game this year, and potentially could be my last act with Dublin. But if it is, it's a nice way to go out, and cause not everyone gets to go out on their own terms, so we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah, James McCarthy was asked there in the press conference, was this the band getting back together and is this the band breaking up? And he said, well, it's not a bad way to go out, but we're just going to enjoy this one. Is that how you feel? You're not making any hasty decisions yet?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's kind of the, look, we're myself and James are 33. Obviously, Fitzy's maybe 35, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, Klucko's 53. So we've
able to do it.
So between us, we were actually doing a thing last week in terms of going from the youngest to the oldest in the group, and it wasn't a great experience for me.
That's
but,
what you need, though.
Yeah, so like I'm two days older than James. So we played the same team up since we were under five, under six, with Ballymun. So,
yeah.
So basically, we kind of make joint decisions on things. So if he goes, I go. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it's been. The last 10 years have been unbelievable. Like, I was on the bench in 2009 against Kerry, and Kerry beat us by 17 points. So, and I remember James wasn't on the panel at that time, but he was sitting behind me at the time because I got him tickets. So I got him the best tickets, obviously, and best mate. And just how far we've come from that time, obviously under Pat and then through Jim, it's been amazing. I think that the city of Dublin really love this team, and we feed off that energy as well. And it'll hit home eventually, but we've had a good career.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And for your club, like Ballymun Kickhams, it's not the biggest club in the world, you know. No. And yourself, James, 5 of you I think a total on the panel, and yeah. James obviously being the captain.
Yeah, no, it's huge. It really is. Like we're a very, very small club. Like myself and James would have played Division 3 or 4 the whole way up growing up. We'd only have one team per age group, and we'd struggle to get players to play. But, you know, where we're located, just past the M50 and sort of the roundabout and stuff like that, it's difficult for parents. Like, this is massive. Like to have the captain, just the only man to ever win 9 All Irelands. You know what I mean? Then the few of us of 8 and 7, 6 just really matter. Like, do you know what I mean?
Does it not really matter?
So for a club, like, I mean, we've won so many All Irelands. Like, do you know what I mean? We've probably got the most medals of any other club in the country, bar maybe some club in Kerry, I'd imagine. It's a unique selling point for us as a club. But it's great for James. Well, I'm delighted for him because he's just some noise in there.
Yeah, you need to get in there. So you have the wedding soon.
The wedding on Friday week, yeah. So that's what I was coming on. I was like, I have to score this point because I can't have a draw. I can't have a draw because then the wedding was gone. So the wedding's Friday week. Gone to Marbella on Thursday, and just for a bit of golf, nice dinners, nothing major.
No drinks.
No, well, a few drinks, wine. So no, it's gonna be it could be the best 2 weeks of my life, to be honest. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's I just love this team and love them. It's just amazing.
And all the all the team will be at the wedding. So who's the best man?
Yeah, so James the best man, and then John and Kieran are groomsmen. So as long as they're in good enough state now. I don't think James. Now I didn't hear his speech that well today,
really,
so I don't know.
Well.
Did
yeah.
he? Surprised. I'm so surprised. Did he actually do well?
He did well, and he said at the start, "But this isn't my thing."
He'd be an awful public speaker. He really would be poor.
Does he not speak in the dressing room much?
Not really. Like when you act the way he acts on the pitch, you don't need to speak.
Yeah, he sort of said that too. He said when he was asked to be captain.
He is just. He doesn't complicate things. He'll just. He'd be the leader in terms of the runs, in terms of how he prepares, and that's everyone else rolls in behind that.
Yeah.
You don't need to speak. Enough lads like speaking. Do you know what I mean? But then they don't produce the goods, whereas he's just produces the goods, and that's it. Yeah.
Congratulations, lads. You're quite emotional, I'm sure. Desi,
someone. Yeah, it's. You know, there's every cliche under the sun you throw out now at this time. It's definitely a surreal feeling, for sure. On a personal level, delighted for the players. There's some group of men, none more so than the fella sitting beside me. But for those lads, it's special. And delighted for the young lads who've come into the group over the last 2 years. Their first big occasion. It's great for them and their families, of course. So. Just on the whole, just it's all about players. It always has been, and delighted for each and every one of them.
Well, for you, does it feel like a massive maybe relief in a sense?
There's always relief, yeah. There's always relief. I think the overriding emotion for me is just one of happiness and joy. I don't have to put my body through what the lads put their bodies through anymore, like, you know, so I just...
You try to sometimes, though, when you get involved in the one-on-ones in the pitch.
He
comes in, hits you a bit of a barrel.
Yeah, it's like the game has gone to a level now where the commitment, the demands being placed on players, and for some of them to keep going back to the well as they have done over the years, it's unquantifiable, it's indescribable, I'm just delighted for those men. To be honest, was a bit of a sucker punch, but you know, I think we were happy enough with where we were at half time. Some of the team defence was brilliant. We weren't. We probably weren't far enough front. It was that sort of day. It was difficult for forwards. But in terms of how we were sort of minimising their attacking effort, really, really happy with that. And I just thought, second half, we turned the screw a little bit, some adjustments with certain things up front. I thought we were in a good place. I was very happy with the position we were in, and it was just a case of throwing everything at it in the second half. Which of them, Deans? Yeah, I was wondering how long David Goff was going to play at that point in time, and two points up, we'd spoken a lot about that scenario and what we might do, and it thankfully the whistle went relatively shortly after that, and we were out the gap.
James, you mentioned in your speech how much the group did it for Desi, and said he's struggled for us in the last few years. He took all the flak. Do you expand on that, just on the motivation that was the group?
I just thought some of the words that he took, or some of the shots at him the last 2 years, were disgraceful, to be honest. It's always on the players when you cross that white line out there, and we lost two Ireland semi-finals, one by kick for ball, one extra time, and the margins are tight, they're very, very tight, and we've come to the other side on them plenty of times as well, so it's always somewhere in between, but we were ferociously disappointed the last two seasons. They hurt, they really did hurt. But like I said, life was on. You gathered at the start of the year, and we've been the chat at the wedding that he did to me, and we said we'll try and get a few boys back, and they made a big difference as well. But not just them. Seeing Keane Murphy coming on today, he was absolutely exceptional. Sean McMahon breaking lines and driving forward. So it was a real team performance there that goes up the line today. When it's wet out there, the ball's like a bar of soap, and it just took massive bravery and courage from all the players, putting their bodies on, tackling hard. Their tackling was ferocious today, I thought. I think that won us the day in the end. But I'm so happy for this man. His care for everyone is truly special. So, I know it was a big one for us.
The emotion you could see in the pitch at the end, it seemed like this one meant more than previous age. Does it feel like that? It probably does now.
I've no doubt in saying that. It was the most special around everyone. To come back after being, knocked down twice and a few people ruining you out and thinking you're kind of the time's passed. But I knew we were still good enough to win it. I had no doubt in my mind. Just getting a few pieces together, try and drive a few young lads on and get better. Myself get better, Mick Fitz get better, Stephen Cluxton get better. Look on McFitt's son today. Mission impossible son today, but to him to go 1-on-1 with Dave Clifford all day today, I played Mick a long time. He's an incredible player. He's like glue on his men inside, so that's the type of players we have in the team. You guys like that. Sacrifice seven for everyone, so that's so important. But yeah, that was special today.
James, do you feel that this team had to come back and win one more after the last 2 years, that would be the
measure? I feel I have to. Well, there's a lot of probably negative talk after we've done the 5 or 6 in a row about the finances and the money and all this type of stuff, and I just think it's bullshit, but everyone will have their say in that. But I think that was a real, it's a lot inside to come back after that and come back and win one like that. On a day that, like I said, we got sucker punched before half time, I thought we'd be better the first half. And it's the worst time to see the goal, as you say, just before half time. But we had time to regroup, and we didn't change much. We thought we had the better of the game, so it's just been a bit of polish up front. But I didn't think we have to. Like you don't know what's going to happen. Anything can happen in Croke Park on a big day. The games always take on life their own. You've all the plans, but they just, it's up to individuals to step up at different times. And it's the beauty of our team for a long time. There's different guys to step up all the time, so you're never relying on one person.
Captain.
that maybe to the same thing as well. For the community of one, special for yourself, for the Swans, and Dino, of course, today.
Yeah, it's a huge honour. It's a huge honour. I don't think about it too much as captain of the team. Like, look, there's the aspect to do, and I was delighted to do it, but I'm not going to change your day to day or how you act. You just, I always say the best thing you can do for teams is play the best you can as an individual. Actions are louder than words, and I just try and do that as much as possible. But you've plenty of help out there. That's the great thing. It's not all on your shoulders, so there's plenty of guys to take the slack off you. No better than Tep, Simi, or like I said, them guys are names. So many of them, so look, it's a huge honour. I don't take a lightly in them. Yeah, I'll think about it next day or two with a point in my hand, I'm sure, or over the years, but yeah, no, it's great thing to do.
James, your impression is or was that this was the band getting back together for one last push. I know you're still drinking the pint there and saying this one, but is that it? Is this the band breaking up after this season? Is there any more words to cover?
Who knows? Maybe. Look, it's not a bad way to probably wrap it up, is it? Like, and see, but look, there's a lot of guys make decisions. A lot of guys will make decisions next couple of months, but we'll see what happens. But look, nothing definite. Yeah, let's just enjoy this.
I think it's hard. Like,
next 5-7 years.
We didn't dwell on that as a group. It could be an inevitability for some, but. I think it's important the lads get to enjoy it, and that there's no pressure on making those types of decisions. And it's not just some of the senior guys, like that you could move down the pecking order a little bit, or the age profile order a little bit, and there's a lot of lads have committed so much over the years, and there'll be big decisions to be made for everybody. But I've no doubt that when it comes to time again, that Dublin football will have regrouped and be the better for what they've come through this season and possibly the last two seasons as well.
Just on what James said, what you take the fact the last 2 years as a young man, can't have a few words, was it difficult times in the last 2 years?
To be honest, no, because I've said this to you many's a time when I've come into this room. I don't engage in it, I genuinely don't. People might say that I just so. I'd have other people that might have to tell me something has been in the media, or something that's happened, like an opposition player that's supposed to be out, because I don't look at the stuff, and I think it's a race to the bottom engaging with that, because people never know. Like, it's all speculation, it's all bullshit, it's all nonsense, and if you engage with it as an individual, then you're letting them win at the end of the day. So you have to be bulletproof around that and stay on task. And it was all about this group of men at the end of the day, and making sure that we keep it between the ditches, because I knew we were capable of getting things right back on track, and it was just having that faith and belief was always going to be important.
Desi, how important was Paddy Small's goal? Given its timing, Kerry will probably enjoy the best out of the game, 3 points up. And I know they came back strong after, but
yeah.
For the team itself, like, the game is probably on the might end for you at that stage.
Like, goals are always they're catalysts in games for sure. They won't give them sort of great momentum, and probably, coming into the dressing room at half time, they would have felt very good about themselves, not having played particularly well, and to win a point up. And we've been in that position a couple of times this season as well ourselves, not gone great in the first half, and managing to be a lead, be in the lead by a tight enough margin, albeit. But so you always expect that there's more to come, and I'm sure they would have thought that as well. But we, as mentioned earlier, we were sort of happy with where we were at and how we were performing. It just wasn't knitting together for us up front, or we weren't firing in the way. The conditions were always going to make that difficult, but we knew if we kept at it and persevered and showed the character that we knew was in the group. We spoke about that a lot this year, about character and what it actually means. We identified it, the traits, the characteristics that were going to be really important to us, and we honed in on those. And at the end of the day, it was that type of character was shown in abundance when it mattered most.
Desi, did you have any convincing to do to get likes of Steve Cooks and Jack McCaffrey on and back, or did they come to you, or did you mention?
There was plenty of conversations in the background and that, but ultimately the players wanted, you know, because I'd never forced the agenda. I was always talking to the three lads when they moved away, and it was never a case of the door being closed, but they needed to be ready themselves. And I think, you know, obviously having seen how the thing had gone the last 2 years and us being beaten by the tightest of margins, understanding that there was that strength and depth may not have been what it once was, that while the young fellas were great, there were still maybe a year or two potentially off the level of development that you need in the clutch moments, in the biggest stage of the year. So I've no doubt that it was that level of selflessness in them all, and you know, the care and nurture they have for the group, that flipped the balance in our favour and meant they were much more amenable to coming back. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the biggest shocks of the whole championship was Stephen Cluxton coming back in. Was it surreal almost to see him out there today kicking scores? You know, he do it, but just felt like a bit of a moment there in All Ireland to see him out doing that again.
Like two kicks in the first half, like they probably go up and smoke. We just choked them over. Amazing, like, do you know what I mean, to be able to do that. So
it was like rolling back the clock, wasn't it?
I was actually free once or twice beside him. He wasn't ever given to me, like, he's just he'd mind up and he's nailing them over, like, so like
it took him a while to get up and a while to get back, mind you.
But, you see the knees bandaged nowadays, so he's a bit slower. He's not he used to compete with us in the sprints when I started off. He do all the sprints and stuff, so, but he's a bit, he's kicked on a bit now, but Steve's
amazing man.
Steely, tough man, and just the standards, how he drives everyone, and just gives you a great comfort behind, you know, he's driving everyone up the pitch, so, he's just one of a kind.
He doesn't say a lot, we don't hear from him much. Does this mean a lot to him? Will it be extra special that he's got up the line with this one particular?
I think everyone will take a bit of that, won't they?
He's a happy man, you know. He's it's just like to be away and to come back again, and for they say there's no such thing as fairy tale endings in sport, but it was a little bit like a dream come true, all right, for sure.
Hey, folks. When did you make the decision to have a couple of races?
Did you want that
conversation
happen? It was sort of in the background there for a while. He'd been practicing, we've been encouraging to practice him, you know, his body, his knees aren't what they used to be either, but he was shown enough that it was worth a punt for sure, yeah. It's never easy. Luton was not out in the final. It's a tough one because I thought there was stages of that game in the second half and we looked like we were, I won't say in control, but that we were playing within ourselves. And I just thought the goal was a huge turning point. It gave massive energy to Dublin, playing into the hill. And while Old Boys reacted really well to the goal, I felt that the effort it took to come back from the goal and go back up three, that possibly took it out of Offaly's in the last 5-10 minutes there. And, you know, once Dublin smelled it, and, you know, they have the extra bit of experience, I suppose, and know-how that has seen them get over the line in tight games before. And this one is no different.
Sorry,
Jack,
I know this must be very difficult for all of the unit, but David Clifford, there seemed to be a lot of pressure on coming into this game. I couldn't go feel from out there, you know, some uncharacteristic mistakes. It was a wet day as well. Do you feel like there was a lot on the shoulders coming to the game?
A lot on David Clifford's shoulders every day he plays. I'm not sure what the premise of the question is. David Clifford has been magnificent for us all the year. And we were hoping upon hope that we'd get him up the steps, himself and Paddy today, but, you know, after the tough year he's had, the long year he's had, but it wasn't to be. But I don't think there's a player that's ever had a year like David Clifford has had since last January when he won the All-Ireland Junior here, right through to now. He's been a magnificent captain for us and just a great man.
Jack,
Jack, in terms of responding to the Dublin goal, could have been better, could have been your point of view, 3 points in 3 minutes. At that point, did you think you were well set?
I just think, Shane, that the effort it took for us to come back, you see, the goal just gave Dublin energy. The last thing you want to give Dublin, playing into the hill is a goal, because it just gives them huge energy. It's like a bolt of electricity goes through the whole ground, you know. And even though we reacted tremendously to it, it just gave them a sniff that they were back in the game. Because I think up to the goal, I thought we were, you know, we were well there, we were well on course to win the game. It's just one of those things, slippy ball, tough conditions, these things happen.
After the third point, Jack, to put you 3 up that time after the goal, Kerry didn't score for 15 minutes, which was probably a significant enough period. We just couldn't get that 4 point ahead.
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't that we didn't have chances, John. I don't know what the wide count was today, I know off the top of my head, but I thought we created chances. I can remember several chances we had. We missed a situation where we had a fisted point for the taking. We missed a couple coming in from angles that could have gone over. So I thought we were still creating chances. I thought it was a very, very even game, you know. Maybe they were a bit more clinical front of goal than we were, but very hard to fault out for us. I thought our defensive display was tremendous. Our backs, we kept a lot of their main men. Tom kept Costello very quiet. Tighe and Jason between them did great work on Con Callaghan. I thought Graham did really well on Kilkenny. A lot of the big players that we targeted, I thought our men did very well in them. But you know, Dublin still have the know-how that got them 6 All-Irelands in a row. That DNA is still in the dressing room, and maybe in the end it was a bit of experience that got them over the line.
Close and kick out, Jack, it was tough enough to try and, you know, pressurise that and get possession from it. I don't know how many he wins in the end, but he won most of them anyway. Dublin won most of these kick outs. Was that something that, you know, something
really
targeted, but something that went against you on the day?
Was it something that?
That went against you on the day?
Oh, well, there was times we tried to press this, the kick out, and, you know, we didn't have a whole pile of joy in it. But, you know, they have that system on the kick outs pretty well down to a T, and they're a big physical team, so it's hard to get a handle on their kick outs. But, and they put a lot of heat on our kick out, and you know, while they got a couple, I thought that we did overall it really well in our own kick out. So they were winning most of theirs, or nearly all of them. We were winning most of ours, and it was an even game.
Hey folks, ready to finish up there?
Yeah, just one last one there. Look, I think Jack, by now what you said without the ball, in terms of how well Gary did, but in terms of with the ball, especially the first half, was there a sense maybe a bit overly conservative, a bit tentative? We got the goal that put you ahead at half time, but maybe just get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, there was times we thought that we were a bit conservative with the ball. Now, I know conditions were very skiddy in Dublin. The way Dublin set up, they had a couple of banks of 4 in front of our forwards, and it wasn't easy kick ball now, for example. Particularly with the conditions, once it hit the ground, it was going to take off, and maybe it curtailed our normal kicking game a bit. I suppose we were never really able to get into the flow that you'd want to get into up front. But we were still 3 points up halfway through the second half. We went back 3 points up again. Like, so, we must have been doing something right. But I think ultimately, as I said to you earlier, the goal was a big, big turning point, and looking back now, we'd have regrets about a few chances we missed in the second half.
You're delighted. You're absolutely delighted. Like, your reaction, I don't think the press box has ever seen that reaction before. You were in tears.
Yeah, look, I think just seeing the lads there, you kind of got the sense this season there was obviously all the guys going back, Pat Gilroy, Stephen Cluxton, Jack, Paul Mannion. I just got the feeling all season that the lads were just going to get this done by hook or by crook. It's been a tough couple of years for Dublin. Obviously they've lost big games, they've been questioned, to be fair, they haven't played well at times in that as well, losing to Mayo in 21, probably losing that little bit of aura that had been built up over the years, and then losing to Kerry last year in heartbreaking circumstances. So this was a special season for them. You got the sense all year long about that, and then to come in against Kerry today, just the way they've won this game today, like the performances, like Stephen, Michael Fitz and James winning 9 All-Irelands, history makers on their own, and the performances they put in today, like Fitzy and Clifford and Cluxton, was incredible. I think every Dublin supporter knew this team is a part of your life, like these players, and I couldn't have been happier. I was honestly, that All-Ireland win for those guys nearly means as much as Ed and I did when I was on the pitch, because I know how much they put into it. Dean Rock to come on and get the last score of the game. We don't know if we're going to see all these guys again. They think it's still do it. It's totally up to them. But that was a special day. Special, special day.
Just on that point, James McCarthy was asked in the press conference, you know, you got the band back together. Is this the band breaking up again? And he sort of paused and he said, well, it's not a bad way to go out, is it? And then he said, but I'm not making any hasty decisions. You know, he's going to wait and see sort of thing. And it was the same for Dean Rock. I just spoke to him there as well. But you can't but feel this is maybe the end.
Okay, you don't know, and I've said this loads of times on the podcast as well. When players come to the end and had it myself, it's a very personal decision.
Yeah.
Those guys don't owe anyone anything. Look at what they've done today again. The only thing I'd say, it's going to be very hard to top this. You know, to win that All-Ireland, to beat Kerry, to win the All-Ireland again. But look, we all know, and there's plenty of time to make decisions like that or to make calls like that. Those guys have given their lives for this team and for Dublin GAA. Not just those guys, there's so many players involved in that group. And it's a new team. It's moved on from Jim Gavin's team, and that's the credit Desi Farrell deserves as well. Like, Desi's been under pressure at different times over the last couple of years, but that's a second All-Ireland in 4 years. They are absolute credit to themselves, to that group of people, to Dublin GAA, to all the supporters around the city. And today and the next week or 2 weeks is about enjoying it. What they've done, they've achieved something incredible. And if any of those guys decide to say, do you know what, maybe that is the best way to go out in 2 or 3 months' time, well, they'll be celebrating all over again. But if they don't, and if they come back, and you have to say, you look on the pitch today, that's the pinnacle of the game, and these guys were still absolutely delivering under the biggest pressure. So they know they can still do it. Look, we'll have to wait and see. But today, tonight, the next week or two is about celebrating these guys, and I probably will be celebrating with them at some stage, all right?
You're itching to get out there. I'll let you go soon, I promise. But bring it back to the first half. The first score of the game after 4 minutes, Stephen Cluxton, 45. Was it a bit surreal? It was like reeling in the ears almost to watch him out there doing that again.
Yeah, but he's been exceptional since he's come back. He's been absolutely outstanding. He'll probably be an all-star goalkeeper again. I know people were kind of questioning at the time, you know, is that Dublin need to try and move forward? But why, if Stephen Cluxton, one of the best players in the history of the game, and still, I think, the best goalkeeper in the game, makes himself available to play and wants to come back and give the lads a dig out, of course you're going to take him in. And I thought his performance all through the summer, but particularly today, I thought he was outstanding. Kerry go after him, as we knew they would. They were brave, they were playing on the front foot, they were pushing up on all of Cluxton's kickouts, and he was just getting them away all the time. Total and utter composure, total and utter confidence in his ability. And that's the beauty of having him back in the Dublin camp. And yes, David O'Hanlon and Evan Cumberton, these guys, they'll have their time, and they're exceptional goalkeepers in their own right. But Stephen Cluxton is still the man. And his performance today, the 2 45s he kicks, the roof nearly lifted off the place. So it kind of just set the tone. But there was heroes all over the pitch for Dublin. They were pushed to the pin of their collar today. Kerry, the defending champions, particularly in that third quarter, they start to get on top. They go 3 points clear. Paddy Clifford has a massive influence on it. But down the stretch, you always felt that Dublin, if there was nip and tuck coming into the final 10 minutes, you're just going to back the lads to do it. The strength of the bench, the impact McCaffrey had. Fenton, I thought, had an outstanding final quarter as well. The biggest players make the biggest plays at the biggest times, and I think that was the difference today. Those individual battles, I think Dublin just shaded a few more than the Kerry, and that's the 2 point difference.
Yeah. Well, the goal just before the break, Paul Gainey, yeah, you know, that was to go in a point up at that point. It felt like a bit of a lifeline for Kerry.
Yeah, look, I thought Dublin were probably the better team in the first. It was pretty cagey out there, to be fair. Conditions were difficult. The two teams know each other so well. It was so intense. You could see the matchups all over the pitch. So there was a lot of turnovers. It was tricky enough conditions. It was cagey. but I thought Dublin probably shaded. I thought Paul Mannion was outstanding throughout. He was Dublin's best forward. He gets 2 points in the first half. Khan is probably pretty quiet by his standards, and you think Dublin are going to do enough to go in front at half time. And Geaney gets that goal, a bit of genius from Clifford in the corner. Yeah. Look, he didn't have one of his best days, but he makes that pass. Geaney just gets in behind Davy Byrne. It's a brilliant finish by him. And Kerry, I'd say, would be relatively happy at that at half time, having not played their best stuff, to be going in a point up, and then they have a big third quarter. Brian Howard gets the first goal of the second half, but then Paddy Clifford kicks in. He's a massive influence in that third quarter, gets 3 points from play. Dublin are struggling with him. Clifford gets another point from play himself, and he feels, is he going to go off on one here? But Dublin's goal is massive. It's the time it comes at, how they get it, a big turnover on Gavin White, kind of an unnecessary turnover from Kerry's point of view, but Colin Baskell does incredible work. And to be fair, the block, I think Paul Murphy it is who gets a dive and block on Paddy Small, that probably helps it go into the net. I'm not sure it was going to go in. I think Shane Wright probably will save it on Paddy Small's right foot, but he gets 1-1 today himself. I thought Colin Baskell in the second half, 2 points from play as well. These are the younger guys standing up and delivering for Dublin, and I think Desi Farrell deserves massive credit for creating that environment to give these guys that platform. Yes, Kilkenny was back at the tee, probably didn't have his biggest game, but times the final quarter, I thought he was really influential. But it was those newer guys all through the season who had massive games. I thought Lee Gannon had a brilliant first half. Costello was probably a little bit quiet in the final, but Baskell gets 2, Paddy Small gets 1-1. That's what's created. They've supplemented the legendary Dublin players, and for what Desi Farrell and Mick Galvin and Darragh Daly, Brian O'Regan, and all these guys over the last 4 years, they've helped create that. Dublin needed to evolve as a team from Jim's time, and for Desi to have 2 All-Irelands in 4 years and to win that one today with that group, that's why it's so special. That anyone who loves Dublin GAA, who cares about those people down that pitch, it was a special win for Dublin. This is right up there with anything they've done in the last decade.
Yeah, James said that it was his best. He feels that this was the best one yet. But for a Kerry point of view then, like, do they play maybe a little bit conservative than maybe they normally would?
No, I think Kerry went after it as well, but I just think Dublin didn't allow them to get up the pitch as easily. We touched on it there with James and Tommy just for the pod. With that, Dublin's work rate up front, which it needed to be, was savage. They stopped Gavin White coming up the pitch to great effect. They got a clamp on Dermot O'Connor around midfield. I thought Fenton McCarthy won that battle. And the big thing was trying to cut off that supply line into David Clifford. And that just takes unbelievable concentration, unbelievable preparation and unbelievable focus. And the tackling and the work rate from Dublin, they didn't allow Kerry to play their normal game. And to be fair, Kerry were trying to do the exact same on Dublin side. And for large portions of that game, it worked for Kerry as well. These are the two best teams in the country. I don't think there's any way you can deny that after today. They both play on the front foot. They both backed themselves to win this game, but Dublin just had that little bit extra. Yeah, Kerry tried to play the right way. They were trying to get the ball to Clifford, trying to get Sean O'Shea into the game. And at times they did, but just not enough over the course of the 70 minutes. And you look at the real match winners today, you'd say Cluxton, you'd say Fenton, and you'd say Mannion. They came up massive trumps for Dublin when it mattered most. And David Clifford, he scores 2 points from play, but he's 4 or 5 misses. And Mick Fitzsimons is just all over him like a rash. Incredible job by Fitzy. He probably shades that battle, despite Clifford still getting his 2 points from play. And we knew the build-up was all around. If Dublin can kind of contain David Clifford to a point, which they did, that would be enough to win in the game. And that's what's happened.
Yeah, the bench probably in the end made a big difference. But Killian Spillane coming on for Kerry, would you have liked to have seen him earlier? He did really well when he got on the ball.
He's a great record against Dublin. His first touch when he comes on, he kicks a point and you're thinking, Jesus, not again. But look, he's had a tough run with injuries. He's only just back after missing a couple of months. I'm sure Jack Wood really toyed with the idea of maybe starting Killian Spillane if he'd had a lot of minutes under his belt. But that's just the challenge. They lost Tony Brosnan during the week as well. Yeah, you got the sense that Kerry's bench was a little light in comparison to what Dublin had on offer. But that's just the nature of it. It's been a really long season. There's been lots and lots of games. It's been a new structure in the Championship. Teams have been under pressure at different stages. Kerry and Dublin themselves have struggled at times throughout this Championship and not played their best stuff. But the reality is, like, there's a point in it in injury time, you know, and Dean Rock gets the final free and Dublin end up winning by 2, but that's how tight the margins were. It's one turnover or one score. David Clifford clips one of those scores, it could be a different story, and Kerry could be sitting here as All-Ireland champion. So that's the margins when it comes to an All-Ireland final. They've been outstanding champions. They've been 2 or 3 minutes away from going back-to-back for the first time for Kerry since 2007. An exceptional team. They'll be back again.
They'll be back.
This will hurt them, of course, but you look at the age profile of the team they have. Mm-hmm. They've got outstanding players. Clifford is going to go on. He'll win more All-Irelands. But today, today is about Dublin. You have to say that. What they've done, the players involved, how they've gone about this journey, and to come back after those 2 years of hurt, losing to Mayo and Kerry over the last 2 years, it's a special day for that team. And as James McCarthy, what a better way to have a final word than James McCarthy saying, this is the sweetest one yet, out of all nine All-Irelands. And he's been so pivotal in all of them, along with Michael Fitz and McClucko. It's a special day for Dublin. I think they deserve it in the end.
And for you watching on, this is the first All-Ireland final since you retired.
Yeah.
It was a nervous watch. You were on edge.
Yeah, well, just a fan, of course. Any Dublin fan, that's what it is. That's what you become when you start playing. You're a fan before you start playing for Dublin. When you play, you can't really be too emotional. And you have to try and focus on performance, and that's just the nature of playing at an elite level. When you're out of it, you do just fall back into being a fan again. And I was just nervous. I really enjoyed this week with a lot of our ex-teammates, catching up with a lot of the guys. I'll catch up with a lot of the lads this evening as well, and probably over the next couple of days. But I was just excited for what was a brilliant game of football today. It was tense. Maybe at times it wasn't the highest quality, but it was so intense and nervous, of course. But just, I wanted the lads, more so than every Dublin supporter in here today, just wanted the lads to win this so much, because you knew how much it was going to mean to them. And they got over the line in the end. And I'm as happy today with any the All-Irelands I won as a player. Because I know what those guys have done. I know what those guys have sacrificed. And Kerry, I'm sure, have as well. But it was just special, the scenes afterwards, seeing Jack and Kieran and Desi Farrell. What an unbelievable... I'd only 1 year playing under Desi. Special guy, an incredible servant of the Dublin GAA. And it's just vindication for that whole group. And it's, as a dub, and I know it's meant to be impartial, but I'm just delighted, as I'm sure any Dublin supporter is.
Right, well, I'll let you go enjoy it. Let you go get a pint.
Thanks, Ash. I might have one now. I need to get my voice back.
Oh, good stuff, Paddy. Thanks so much.
No worries.